I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address.
Today, we received another outstanding jobs report. 528,000 jobs were added just last month to this country's employment. 528,000 jobs. We have now nearly doubled what we're almost at 10 million jobs. Almost at 10 million jobs since I took office. That's the fastest job growth in history. Today, we also match the lowest unemployment rate in America in the last 50 years, 3.5%. Yes, 3.5%. Today, there are more people working in America than before the pandemic began. In fact, there are more people working in America than any point in American history. You know, what we're also seeing is something that just a few years ago, many experts said was literally impossible. The revitalization of American manufacturing. Since I took office, we've created 642,000 American manufacturing jobs in America. We've seen the biggest and the fastest job recovery in American manufacturing history since the 50s. And some people may have given up on American manufacturing, but the American people didn't, and I know I never did. That's why I made it, make it in America. That phrase, make it in America, the cornerstone of my economic plan. And today's report proves make it in America isn't just a slogan, it's my administration. It's a reality. I've also made it a priority to bring down the federal deficit. After watching my predecessor every single year increase the debt, the federal deficit, every year for the 4 years he was in office, I said no more. The days of exploding federal deficits are over. And I've kept my word. Just take a look at the facts. The deficit is down a record of $1.7 trillion this year. That's right, $1.7 trillion with a T. And that's on top of $350 billion reduction in the deficit my first year in office. Now, I know people will hear today's extraordinary jobs report and say they don't see it, they don't feel it in their own lives. I know how hard it is. I know it's hard to feel good about job creation when you already have a job and you're dealing with rising prices, food and gas, and so much more. I get it. I literally can remember sitting at my mom and dad's dining room table and watching them choose which bills they're going to pay this next that month because there wasn't enough money to pay all the bills. I get it. That's why I'm doing everything in my power to lower the cost for families. You know, we've seen some progress. Gas prices are coming down. They're down almost a dollar a gallon from where they were just a month ago. And, you know, we're making progress. We now have more than 50 straight days of falling gas prices in this country. The price of the pump is now less than $3.99 a gallon in more than half of the gas stations in America. In fact, $3.79 a gallon is now the most common price paid at the pump in the country, $3.79. You know, I know most families are focused on just putting three meals on the table, taking care of their kids and paying their bills. Helping you do that is my job. That's a president's job as well. I have one more job, which is not only to focus on getting America through the economic challenge we're facing, but to look to the future, to make sure we're building an economy that meets the needs of American families to be able to succeed and for America to win the future. When you step back, today's jobs report is part of a broader story. For decades, the American economy has been struggling even before the pandemic. Middle-class Americans were working harder, but they were falling further behind. All the rewards of the economy seemed to be going to those at the very top. When I came to office, I was determined to change that. I ran for president saying I was going to restore the backbone of America, the middle class, and grow the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. Because when the middle class does well, everybody does well. Everybody. The wealthy do very well. And the poor have a way up. My economic plan rests on five pillars. Get America back to work at a record pace. All Americans, leaving no one behind. And we're doing just that. In the process, for the first time in a long time, workers are being empowered. Instead of workers begging employers for work, we're seeing employers have to compete for American workers. Two, we're literally rebuilding this nation. Our roads, our bridges, our ports, our airports, clean water, high-speed internet, for all Americans. Three, give working people in the middle class a fighting chance, more than just a little breathing room, a real chance to get ahead by making their everyday things more affordable and accessible, like health care, prescription drug costs, energy, child care, education, housing, and so much more. Because when we lower those costs of all the necessary things, we improve their standard of living. Four, make our economy more competitive and less concentrated. When too few companies dominate a market, that reduces competition, drives up the cost for American consumers. That's been going on for too long. We need to give small business and entrepreneurs more opportunities and consumers more choices at affordable prices. The fifth pillar, we're going to reward work, not just wealth in America, so that everyone pays their fair share in taxes. I'm a capitalist. I'm not trying to punish anybody, but I'm saying everyone should pay their fair share. Just their fair share. America is a nation that was built on work. We can never lose sight of that. That's why the strength and pace of our job recovery is so important. You know, my dad used to say that a job is about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about your place in the community. It's about being able to look your child in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay, and mean it. That's the economy I'm determined to build today. That's the economy I'm looking at.
The President's Weekly Address. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.